News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Speaking of parenting, mental health statistics show children born after 1994, known as Gen Z, are suffering from much higher rates of anxiety and depression than previous generations. But are we parents who mollycoddle our children to blame for the surge in mental health illness among teenagers? Well, joining us to discuss this is Pamela Pereski, lead researcher and in-house editor for the Coddling of the American Mind. Pamela, what damage are we doing, do you believe, to our children by mollycoddling them?
I think maybe the most helpful way to think about it is about how a generation of parents may be fueling mental illness in teenagers by the way in which we're thinking about and treating our children as fragile. It's not the sort of thing where if you don't act the right way with your child is going to inevitably end up with mental illness and depression and anxiety. It's not that, you know, causal. But our whole generation of parents has fallen into a trap of thinking of our children as needing our protection. And if you think about how this generation of parents was raised, we didn't have that sort of level of protection ourselves. And we not only turned out okay, we turned out with a lower level of depression and anxiety than our children have. So there's something about the ways in which we're thinking about and treating our children that's not working.
When we look back at our parents' generation, and you know, my own friends who are parents too, we talk about this. Like, even though we've come from very happy homes, there was kind of almost a benign neglect. We were, you know, in the sense that we were let get on with things. Our parents didn't fuss or worry over us. Do you think this generation overdoes that with our kids, and why are we doing it?
Well, right. Benign neglect is probably a good way to think about how this generation of parents was raised. I think there's an increased sense of fear among parents of this generation. You know, even as the world has become safer, parents have become more fearful. And maybe it has to do with our ability to track our children all the time, which our parents didn't have. So our parents just sort of necessarily had to let go and trust that kids would be okay. But I think in part our exposure to all kinds of negative news, all kinds of things about the horrible ways in which people are being, you know, kids have been kidnapped, and that sort of exposure, even though it's very, very rare, it becomes very salient in a parent's mind. And then we get to the point where parents are unwilling to make any trade-offs. So no matter what the positives are for allowing a child to be independent, the risk seems to be too great. And that's where I think we start to make mistakes as a generation of parents.
And why does that cause anxiety with kids? Do they feed off our anxiety, or are we just disempowering them to think for themselves?
Yeah, I think it's a little bit of both. And also, one of the things that child psychologists know is that children need boundaries. And one of the things that makes children feel safe is knowing that there are boundaries to contain them. And now we have this idea that we're not supposed to tell children to cut it out. You know, we're supposed to tell them that we're going to solve things for them, that we're going to, instead of saying, no, you know, deal with this. We haven't given them the tools to deal with being upset, being angry. We've somehow given them the idea that they should be happy all the time. And then when they complain about, you know, something that we would never have considered, you know, appropriate to complain about a generation ago, instead of saying, well, that's silly, cut it out, we then leave them without a sense of being contained. So I think that that's part of what's disempowering them, is not giving them the tools to recognize that all these emotions are normal.
So finally, Pamela, the advice to parents listening this morning, is it just to loosen the umbilical cord?
You know, that's a good way to put it. I think in the words of Lenore Skenazy, who wrote Free Range Kids, and she has this wonderful organization called Let Grow. Her advice is to encourage kids to try something new each day. age appropriately, take a risk. So, you know, when a child is younger, let them walk to the neighbor's house by themselves or walk to school by themselves, given, you know, appropriate local conditions. You know, let them try doing things on their own that we would have been allowed to do on our own when we were their age. And you know, let them do new things each day so that they can get a sense of themselves as competent and independent and capable. And the more that we give them the sense that they're anti-fragile and capable, the better off they'll be once they get to be, you know, in university.
Okay, Pamela Pereski, lead researcher for the Coddling of the American Mind. Thanks indeed for talking to us this morning.